are listening to Putnam Proud, a podcast about the Putnam County Charter School System in Edenton, Georgia. Our shows will highlight the school system, families, teachers, staff, and the community.
Hey, welcome back. Steve here, and I've got another exciting episode of the Putnam Proud podcast for you. And we got a really cool one here today. We got three gentlemen with us who are graduates of Putnam County High School from 1977, and they've done all kinds of different things in their lives, but one of the things they have in common is that they built baseball dugouts in 1977, and we got a plaque that has been restored. And they've come together to talk a little bit about what they've been doing, about some stuff from those days, and what that plaque means and all the names that are on that as well. So let me introduce them to you, and we're going to put names with voices. So Mr. Aubrey Lowe.
Hello.
Mr. Samuel Levister.
Hello.
And Mr. Calvin L. Waller.
Hello.
Awesome. So with us also today is the superintendent of Putnam County Charter School System, Mr. Eric Arena.
Steve, it's an honor to be here with these gentlemen. We've already been off air. We've already had a number of stories, so I can't wait until we actually start recording this and hear their wonderful stories and journeys.
This is going to be awesome. So good stuff. So what I want to start with first is this. What brought us all together is that there's some work going on the campus, and there was a plaque, a wooden plaque, a sign that was on the wall of something that someone noticed and brought it to someone's attention, and your names are on that plaque, and so it's been restored. And what I'd like to do is say, can you tell us what was going on when that plaque was made?
Well, when we went out to the school, the new school, they didn't have a dugout. They had built everything except the dugouts. And so Mr. Waller was in Mr. Waller construction class. And so Mr. Waller had the task of building the dugouts. And so he got his best workers to go out and get started on the dugouts. So they did the foundation. Mr. Waller made sure the foundation and everything was done. Then you got the brick masons, but the carpenter work came in last after all the blocks were laid to the dugouts. When we got through with the dugout, Mr. Waller, everybody that had a part in that work, Mr. Waller put their name on a plaque. He was good with woodwork, and he just carved everybody's name into the woodwork. But on the plaque, there are two names on the plaque. They got little stars by. One of those names is mine, and one is Johnny Andrew.
And what do those stars mean, Mr. Waller?
Those stars mean I was the farmer, and Johnny Andrew was the assistant farmer of that job. And so I laid the blocks to the dugout. Johnny Andrew meets my mother.
Nice.
Nice. And I wouldn't let anybody miss my mother but John Andrew. Because when he missed my mother, I could get it. I can turn the crowd over and hit the crowd down, and the mother would not come out to cry. That was good mother. That's why this dugouts are still standing today. Because he missed the mother just right. And I wouldn't let nobody else do it. So we did the dugouts, and Mr. Waller was pleased with it. And he just gave us a good standing ovation that we had did a good job to the dugouts. After we got through landing blocks, then he brought the carpenter crew out. We got up on top of the building. I think I told my man, the yard man, that all got together. We built the beam from ground level. And everybody got together and lift that beam up on the block.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And went from there.
So, Steve, can we do this? And for our audience that's listening, they don't have the luxury of seeing the plaque. So could we read the plaque and the names on it for the folks listening? Can we do that?
Sure.
Okay. Sam, you want to do that for us? Or Mr. Waller or Mr. Lowe or somebody? Okay.
Perry Little, Beanie Holt, David Rogers, Larry Andrews, Carl Paul, Christopher Reed, Kevin L. Waller, Johnny Andrews, John Walker, Terry Davis, David Reese, Mike Cullenhand, Kelvin Little, Aubrey Lowe, Robert Andrews, Benoit Waller, Johnny Ward, Everett Smith, Jerry Graham, Sammy Farley, Lionel Reese, yours truly, Samuel Levesta, Bob Alliston, Gary Cook, Larry Parham.
So you were the first graduating class in what's now the middle school. It was your high school. It was built in 19, opened in 76, and you graduated in 1977. Yeah. So tell me a story about that. What do you remember about that group of guys or about your brand new high school, the first graduating class? I think somebody said they got to cut the ribbon or something. Is that right?
Well, it was exciting, you know, to be in that position, to be the first class that graduates. And as I was reading these names, some of these folks we have lost. So it's kind of like a sentimental thing, too, because we knew each other, grew up together, you know, small town, Putnam County. So it's kind of like a bittersweet reading those names off there. But we always have been a close-knit class growing up as kids, small-town type environment. So it was great. It was fun. We, you know, we messed with each other, talked, pushed around each other, but at the end of the day, we were still friends and went home. And, you know, back in those days, it take a village to raise a kid. So we live so close-knitted that, you know, if I do something wrong, his mom see it, I'm going to get whooped. Mm-hmm. You know, then go home and get another one. Yeah.
That's the neighborhood.
That's the neighborhood.
That was the neighborhood. So you know you couldn't do nothing in school.
While we were building it, I even had to skip class. And some of the classes, I said, hey, they need me on the dugout.
So you got out of English and math class to go work on the dugout.
Okay. I tell them they need me at the dugout. It didn't take too long for them to release me. I called Mr. Waters.
Yeah. Mr. Waters put me in detention because I wrecked the school truck. I used to go get the sand for him and Robert.
For the mortar. Okay. All right.
Yeah. And got back to the school. The guy put some sand in the back of the truck so that the front end was setting up. So when I bagged up into the poles that was by the bay door. Uh-huh. And I hit it twice. Yeah, and he's like, go see Mr. Bennigan. I think it was Mr. Bennigan.
Yeah, yeah, so Chief was your principal.
He was the assistant principal.
Assistant principal, okay.
Principal at that time.
See, Mr. Mullen was the principal, Mr. Jack Mullen. Okay. He was the principal at that time. Okay. And Mr. Bennigan was the assistant principal.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And when I was in construction, I also had, it was a math class that I was in. But Mr. Waters, he loved the way I laid bricks and blocks.
Yeah.
He went to my math teacher and asked my math teacher, could I work in his class and still get the grade for the math?
Yeah, he pulled.
So she agreed with it. She agreed with it. So instead of going to my math class, I go just to get rest in. And do I teach Mr. Waller class, I'd be teaching the students how to lay bricks and blocks.
Yeah. Well, he did the same thing with us that did the woodwork. He used to pull us out of class because he wanted those duck outs completed. and you know, before we get away from him. So that's what we did.
So what are some other teachers that some other names that you remember that you want to talk fondly of? You don't have to tell us the names that you don't speak fondly of, but principals or teachers, who else do you remember?
We had some good teachers. And like I say, you know, John Carrot, he used to be the basketball coach. Well, he started out with me at in B team. Mm-hmm. I played B team basketball, and he was my coach. And then he moved from B team coach to coaching the women, the girls basketball team. And so he went. He won the championship.
He won a state championship. Didn't he go and teach and coach at the college level?
Yeah, he went to the college level.
Yeah.
And see, I was right there with him. You know, I was like a manager. Even though I played basketball for the high school, but I was still like his manager when before we practiced, the girls would practice. And so I was like his manager. And we just good friend.
Yeah. Coach Al Reed and Coach Stoke.
Yeah.
I played football with them. And they instilled in me some of the things that bring on success that I have today, you know, about being a man, do this, do the right thing. Mm-hmm. Especially Coach Stoke.
Coach Herbert Stokes is a wonderful man, isn't he?
Yeah, he would kind of like jack you up if you weren't doing nothing.
Sometimes we need that though, don't we?
Yeah, but both of those guys there, I contribute to some of my success today just from listening to them on the football field. Yeah, good guys. Yeah.
Yeah, and that year we had a good football team.
Yeah.
Because our first year at a new school, all other year we started all kind of slow. But that year, our last year, we started off first. We won 9 games on our field. We lost one. Well, we lost one on our field. But that year, I think we won 11-1.
You remember when we moved over from Butler Baker and half of our class moved out, some of the varsity players and ninth graders. We took that position. Yeah.
I played 1 year B team, then our other 3 years were varsity.
Varsity?
Yeah. By then, the coach didn't have the coach. He had teams, he had players that want to play football. Nowadays, coach got the coach.
Absolutely.
But when we were coming up, everybody went, when we leave the school, we can hit the roads and still playing football in the roads.
Yep.
It was a year-round thing.
Yeah, because I grew up in the projects in Putnam County. So playing football was an everyday thing.
Yeah.
You know, no pads or whatever, but, you know, in the afternoons, get out of school, and in weekends, it was football all day.
Yeah.
Baseball all day.
Kids played back then, didn't they? Today they're on video games and stuff.
Right. Yeah.
I think technology
can't even get them out outside now.
Technology took all that away. But when we were growing up, my brother played football, and he will get through with practice, and then we have a football game in the street.
Yeah.
And I mean, he would hit me hard. He said, "This is what you're going to get out on the field." I said, "I sure don't want this on the field, but I had to. I had to be. He made me tough. But Putnam County, I think that was a good year that we came out of school. Everything was rolling just right. Basketball team, football team, whatever sports it was.
Yeah,
and the sports that they have now, I just wish they had some when I was in there, because I was all around.
Only thing we didn't have was a good band.
Okay.
Right. Right.
Never had a
good right. We never had a good band. Yeah.
Like Mr. Right. Bennigan said, it sounded like a rubber band.
but we had everything else. We had good teachers. We had good teachers that really cared about you.
Yeah.
Cause you didn't do right at school, they'll bring you home. They would bring you home.
We had Ron and Paula Sharp on the girls' basketball team.
Yeah.
Those girls could shoot.
Those two sisters.
Yeah, two sisters. They could shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, both of them about 6 feet and some change.
Yeah.
They could shoot, man.
But we was all around, you know.
Your sister played too, Cherry.
Cherry
would burn you out, man.
But you know, Putnam County, when they built this gym, when they built the school, the school supposed to be almost like a technical college.
Yeah,
they're a construction area, they're industrial area. Everything's supposed, like when we're going to Baldwin County, they had everything down there that we could do. The backside of the new school supposed to be in the same way.
Yeah,
but some kind of way, I don't know what happened. You know, some kind of way. But it was all good. We learned a lot of trades there.
Yeah.
We had mechanic. We had construction.
Yeah. I think they overestimated the total cost of what they wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of backed off on certain programs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, I won't use the word fail short, but they just kind of backed off.
Mm-hmm.
On certain things and went from there.
Well, let's go forward just a little bit from now. We talked about graduating in 1977, so let's talk a little bit about what are some of the things you did after graduation. Mr. Levisser, you want to talk a little bit about, you're wearing a veteran's hat, so you want to tell us a little bit about your journey?
Well, after graduation, I kind of hung around Putnam County for a while, trying to see what's going to happen, and my first job was Enterprise Aluminum up here. Did a little time with that. That's where I met my wife for 42 years.
Congratulations, 42 years.
And left Enterprise and went to Georgia Pacific in Monticello, Georgia. And I did about 3, maybe 4 years with them. And I just, like, you got to do something else. Mm-hmm. So I joined the military.
You joined the Army?
Army.
Okay.
In 1980.
Okay.
And California, stationed here, stationed there. Communication specialist. And well, we call it ETS, but I got out in 91 and moved to Augusta, Georgia, bought a home, and worked with Anheuser-Busch, who was a Budweiser. I worked with them for about 13 years. And behind that, 9/11 happened. And they did a recall on me and about 20 other soldiers because of what we do. Mm-hmm. And it requires top secret clearance and all that stuff dealing with ammunition. Mm-hmm. So they recalled us, and once they recalled us, they had contracts laying on the table. And I was like, if I sign that, I ain't going nowhere until I retire. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's why we got you in here. So
you did 28, 30 years in the military?
27.
27?
I retired in 2015. Yep.
Now, Steve, I don't know, you know this, but Steve was in the Army, and Steve was in communications when he was in the Army.
Okay. So, multi-channel.
He was on Gordon?
24 Charlie. What's that?
24 Charlie?
Went through Fort Gordon.
Fort Gordon, yes. Yeah, I live in Grovetown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Right down the street there. I used to be a 36 kilo. 27 November, which is radar technician. Well, it's an 89 Bravo now, which is EOD ammunition. Yes, I've been around.
Definitely. I did multi-channel communication. We were like the AT&T. We did microwave and then the shot from antenna to antenna for the other communications. And then as I was finishing up, this thing called SingGars was making the rounds, and it was computer-to-computer talk stuck me in the, on the shelf.
We ran the rat read, radio teletype.
Yeah,
with the Gamma Goat.
Nice, yes. Gamma goats are awesome.
And for the rest of us that don't know what a gamma goat is, Mr. Lowe, Mr. Waller, what did y'all do after graduation? You want to share?
Mr. Lowe, you want to go first?
Well, when I first got out, I didn't really want to do nothing.
I was going to live with
my mama, and they was taking care of me. But anyway, they told me I got to get out and find a job. Matter of fact, Mr. Waller, he had a project he had to do from the old Butler Baker School. He had to move some trailers that they had over there, so I started off working with him, and so that got through with in no time. So he said, "I got to go find you something there." So I tried at a dairy barn.
The dairy capital. Yeah, of
I went
Georgia.
There for about 6 months because I didn't like getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I told him, "I think I got to lay in the bed." So I did that for about 6 months, and I let that went, so I went to work for Wallace Dam. Uh-huh. I worked out there about a year, probably about 2 years. And so they was getting ready to finish that job and move on to Augusta, so I asked them that I want to go. I told them no. I didn't want to go, so I wanted to stay home right over here in my hometown.
Okay.
So I went to work at Enterprise Aluminum, like Sam said. Uh-huh. I worked there for 9 years. I worked there after. I worked till they closed it down. They shot it down.
When did they close it down? Do you remember?
I can't remember now.
It was back in the late '70s.
Late '70s, early '80s. Okay.
I worked there 9 years, uh-huh. And so after I got it, after that shot down, I went and worked for Universal Forest.
Okay.
I did 30 years with them, and I retired in 2018.
And now what do you do with your time?
Like what I'm doing right now.
You do whatever you want to.
I take care of what I got to do and, try to stay out of other people's way. And I just stay at home and do what I got to do.
I can't do that. I bought a commercial truck. I'm on truck.
Now you do over the road or long distance? Short distance.
I'm at home every day.
Okay,
all right. That's why I'm right here. I'm not that type of truck driver.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah. Because matter of fact, this morning I went to
Atlanta.
I went to Atlanta, and I was sitting out there in the parking lot around about 9 o'clock, 9:30, waiting on Dick. I like being at home.
Well, we appreciate you being at home and making this. And Mr. Waller, what did you do after graduation?
After graduating, I stayed home for 5 months. I went in the Army, October 1977. I went to Fort Leonard, Missouri for my basic AIT. After that, I left the United States and went to Okinawa, Japan. Stayed 18 months over there as a steel structure. Over there, we had to put tanks together, gas fluid tanks. We practiced, in World War Pipeline. That's where I was working on while I was overseas, pipeline. When I came back to the United States, I started working on Fort Stewart, went back to construction. So I go around building. When I go into buildings, I look at the stuff that I used to do in the service, like the drop ceiling. Mm-hmm. I used to do all that, that lights like that. Mm-hmm. I used to do all that. And so I got out of the service in 1984, came back home. I've been home ever since. But I worked a little bit, a year at Horton Home in 1984, 85. Went to Georgia Pacific, worked there for 9 years. Mm-hmm. After that, I worked with the Board of Education.
Yes, you did.
In Putnam County.
Yes, you did.
They fired
me. Yeah, they fired me.
Now, that was a joke, ladies and gentlemen.
But they want me back. But I worked with the Board of Education for 18 years, driving the school bus and working as a substitute teacher in the school system. And after that, at the same time, I was doing limo service. And right now, I'm retired from limo service, but I do it part-time now for myself. No, just to have something to do. Yeah.
You're a preacher?
I also home minister.
He didn't want to tell y'all
the gospel.
He didn't want to tell y'all that.
I always let my actions show. I always let my actions speak for me. Because one day I was taking a couple to Atlanta, and they were talking, and his wife said, "It's something about that man right there. I just can't put my finger on it." So when I got ordained to be a minister, I showed my certificate to his wife. She said, "Oh, that's why he couldn't get it. He knew it was something about you, but he just couldn't put his finger on it." So when I showed her that, she said, "I want to tell him why he couldn't get it. He knew you were different." Yeah. So.
Yeah. The demeanor and the way you carry yourself.
Yeah. So yeah. I don't never tell anyone that I'm a minister. I let my words, you know, speak for me. Yeah. But if they ask, I tell them. But I just let my work speak. Just like Sam said, tell me you're a minister.
Well, that's important information there, you know.
But, you know, I came out here last month. And prayed for the Board of Education.
You did. You came and opened our board meeting in prayer, Mr.
Are you the one that had the shoulder?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That guy did remember.
There you go. Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, we got about 5 or 6 ministers in the class, don't we?
I have to go over there.
Yeah.
I know we can
have. We lost Lottie.
No, we lost Lucille.
Yeah, Lucille. We lost Lucille.
Yeah.
I think we've got about 2 or 3 more hanging in there.
Yeah.
Y'all praying for me.
Yeah. Yeah, we praying for you.
You can pray for all of us.
Well, yeah, we keep y'all in our prayer. Since I'm the president of the class now, I have to keep them in my prayer. Keep in touch with them. Make sure they're doing good and everything.
He got voluntold to be president of the class by me about 2 weeks ago. That's like, we need a president, right?
what make the class of 1977 so good? They always pitched in to help. You really didn't need a class president. You just needed someone who can fill in when you be called upon. That day you'll have somebody to do it. And that's the way our class will operate. We had one person. And wherever she called somebody to do something,
going to respond.
We just going and do it.
Yeah, going to respond and do it. Because I tell them all the time, look, I don't live in Putnam County or Edenton anymore, but if you need something, let me know. Because I'm only 70 miles away.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, because we had one president, Shirley.
Yeah.
Hard working young lady. But she didn't, you know, she wouldn't call you to ask to do anything. She tried to do it all herself, you know. So, and that was her spirit, her joy. And that was the way, you know, she liked it like that, you know.
So let me ask you this, gentlemen. If you have an opportunity to give words of wisdom to the young people growing up in Putnam County today. It's changed a little bit But there's still some tenets of a small town, community, village. What words of wisdom would you like to share with the young people that, that grew up in the same place, walked the same dirt that you walked? What would you like to share with them?
I would like to say, tell the young people, get an education while you're in school. It will go a long way. Whatever the teacher tell you to do, is it not life and death situation, do it. If you don't like what they say, tell the principal. If the principal can't handle it, tell your mom and daddy. If they can't handle it, then get with somebody. But don't try to take matters into your own hands. But love what you're doing. Come to school with a joyful spirit that you want to have. When you come, people just see you with that joy on your face, and you just want to enjoy the day and your time. I really enjoyed school when I was in there. I didn't want to miss a day. The only reason I missed a day when I was in high school was because my brother had an older brother, and I had to take him to Augusta. He stayed sick all the time. But other than that, I only missed 8 days out of my 4 years high school. When I enjoyed it. Children, enjoy school while you can, because when you get out of school, you're going to go into a different new life. Learn it while you can. Don't take it for granted. The education is there. It's up to you to get it.
Mr. Lowe, what kind of words of wisdom would you like to share?
Well, he said about what I probably would say. You know, like I got a 12-year-old. She go to school. Every morning I put her on the bus. I tell you, I said, you go to school to learn, not to play. I said, the time is changing. I said, when you get out of school, it's going to be tougher and tougher. So she said, okay, I'm going to do that. But I know she still takes a little few shortcuts.
Yeah. But y'all never took any shortcuts, right?
I'm not going to tell you.
Exactly. Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, what he said is, you know, pretty much is what I would like, you know, for the kids to do, too. They need to go to learn, because it's a lot of bad roads to turn to. And I wouldn't want some of the kids, like in my neighborhood, that some of the kids, I mean, some of them now, I see some out of control, where their parents not being, you know, watching them and telling them what to do. And, I mean, I got a field behind me. They play football, and some of everything coming out of their mouth.
I understand.
And things like that, I'd like to see them to go be, you know, learn instead of just doing other things.
Gotcha. And Sam, what kind of words of wisdom do you want to share?
Listen to your parents.
Absolutely.
Parents will never, shouldn't guide their kids wrong. Listen to your parents. Listen to your teacher. Be attentive in class. Do your homework. By the time you hit in the teenage, you should want to know what you're going to do with your life. Mm-hmm. College or whatever. You know,
military, trade, whatever it is.
Yeah, trade, whatever. So once you hit 14 or 15, and your parents are guiding you right, then you already should be thinking about what you want to do with your life. And then whatever goal you come up with it with, pursue it. And be upright, be law-abiding, and all-around good person, and listen to your preacher.
Calvin L. Waller.
Calvin L. Waller.
I would like to say this. On this plaque, when we did during that year, you know, every year they would give a awards to the best student at the end of the year. Robert Andrew, he was an electrician.
Yep.
And I was the brick mason. Only one of us could walk across the stage. But since Robert Andrew had just started out in electrician, he was good at it.
Yeah.
Mr. Water, he came to me and he told me, said, Calvin, you good. But only one can walk across the stage. And since Robert Andrew was just starting out and he was good, he said, I want to let Robert Andrew walk across the stage.
Yep.
But he made a plaque just like this here for me and Robert. And he put a certificate, he put our certificate on the plaque. And what he did, he had selected, and then he put the certificate on top of the of it, and then he put the select over the. So yeah. I almost brought it with me, but I said, no. Because it's done started 46 years, it done started deteriorating a little bit, but the names and everything is still there. I'm there, Mr. Waters, then on the right side, it got Mr. Jack Mullen at the principal. Mm-hmm. And I'm just honoring, give them to Calvin Waller, you know, from Masonry. Mm-hmm. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
But all these guys on this plaque played a significant role in building those dugouts. We had a good time doing them. Because there were 2 hours.
We got out of class.
2 hours. two hours a day. 2 hours a day we went down and we worked on these dugouts. Yeah. And Mr. Waller, he was proud of what we had accomplished with those dugouts.
Well, they've stood for 46 years, and I think they're going to stand for another 46 years.
Yes.
Y'all absolutely did an amazing job with it, for sure. Yeah.
John Andrew did an amazing job missing my mark.
I like that.
Because I think somebody else tried to miss it, and then when I hit it, it fell out. It fell out. Yeah.
It wasn't the right consistency, right?
It wasn't the right consistency. No, it wasn't.
It didn't have the touch that you need. But, you know, as I look at these things, some of our classmates, we are lost. And, you know, that's kind of like a sad occasion.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Would you like to call their names? We can pay a little tribute to them if you know.
Well, put my glasses back.
Let me read them out. Okay. We are... make sure I got them right. I know we are Lionel Reese.
Uh-huh.
Johnny Ward.
Uh-huh.
Calvin Lill.
Calvin Lill. And John Walker.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that we know that have passed on. Have passed on.
And Perry, he's not doing well at all.
Perry live in Alabama.
Yeah, he's not doing well at all.
He's not doing well.
Yeah, because when I saw the email, I started going down the names. So I was like, oh, man.
Yeah. I wrote the names down so that I could, but that. My man, he did a good job.
That's still the same piece of wood.
It's the same piece of wood. 46 years ago, that wood.
I used to go out there and I would look at it. I'd just go out there and look at it, you know, and it didn't look like this.
Uh-uh.
But like I say, 2 weeks before he did it, I said, I wish somebody would just take them down and redo them and not throw them away.
Yeah.
And then I got that taste that he had done it. Yep. I say, boy, that's nice. Good.
Yeah, Greg Brickle is the one that found it and then, you know, investigated and then restored it.
Yeah.
And we're going to hang it back on the dugouts for you.
All right.
Because every time I come by the school, well, one time I used to tell my wife, she got dug out right out there. I built it. She said, let's go look at it then. I said, come on.
Yeah, I tell my grandson the same thing because he plays basketball and I came out to practice in the afternoon. I said, you know, you make sure you look out there on that dugout. And but the names, the tag, it was off. The bowl was off there. So I didn't know. He said, I looked. I didn't see it out there.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, they did a good job.
Yeah, that was brand new.
I almost did it better than I did. Because I was in that class too, because Mr. Waller taught me how to go, you know, get on the saw and cut the grooves around. I used to do woodwork also, and he showed me, say, gent, this is, they used to call me gent. And now he say, this is how you do it right here. You get it, put it on the router.
Get that little, I can't think of his name,
but he grew everything in there.
Yeah. Mr. Waters, he was like a MacGyver.
He could do everything.
He was like a MacGyver, you know.
He was a good teacher.
Has he passed or is he still around,
As I know, he's still alive.
Okay.
Yeah. Last I heard, he was in Augusta.
Augusta,
I don't know if he's still there now, but I know last I heard that he was in Augusta.
I'm going to go find him. I live there.
All right. I got to do just go on your... make sure you don't make sure you get the right Mr. Waters. Okay?
Who are you?
that girl like on Facebook
what
sometimes.
What was his first name? I can't remember.
They never gave it first. Now I looked in the yearbook.
It was Mr.
I said, maybe they got his first name because you know how they put pictures of their teachers?
Yeah.
But they didn't show his first name. I see.
He was a good guy.
Yeah, he was good. One day, in the class, Kevin, we're going to have to go in, we call him Jen, we got to go lay some blocks. I said, what about? Yeah, on Greenboro Highway. So we wanted to, redo some steps, brother's teacher. And we had to do some redo. So he went down and laid it out and everything. I went down and laid the blocks to the steps. Mm-hmm. If I'm not mistaken, the steps are still there. They didn't tear them down from the house when they moved the house. Mm-hmm. The steps are still there. Yeah. And then I'm going to say this here. I had one more job before we graduated. But we went to rehearsal, graduation practice. And the class, you know how we didn't have to go back to school, but we just celebrated. And I wasn't able to go with him that evening to underpin the trailer.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But other than that, we did good.
Well, gentlemen, I truly appreciate you sharing these stories. I appreciate you sharing your life and your passion with us. It has been an honor, and I assure you that those plaques are going to be, now that we've done this podcast, they're going to be put back up at the dugouts. They've been there for 46 years. I expect them to be there another 46 years. Amen. Congratulations on your work, your hard work, and your craftsmen. Y'all are great men. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Putnam Proud. Do you know someone who hasn't listened to Putnam Proud yet? It would be awesome if you shared this show with a friend, colleague, community member, family, everyone you know. The Putnam Proud podcast is created for educational purposes. All opinions are those of guest and host. Thanks for listening.